Welcome to the show. 8 minutes gone past two, and this is The Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. All right, so from now until 3 p.m., we will be discussing live your life like it's your last. Live every day like it's going to be your last. Live for today. Live your life to the fullest. So when I hear live like every day is your last, what just comes to my mind is live for today. Live your life to the fullest. But hey, something else might be going on in your life or in your mind right now. So I'm sure it's something you've heard before now, right? Okay, so I was trying to find out who exactly even said this particular thing. And I came across this particular post, more like a blog, yeah? It's called Yes Magazine, where it is said here that 2 millennia earlier, the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius pronounced that perfection of character is this: to live each day as if it were your last, without frenzy, without apathy, without pretense. So whether he was the one that actually says to live each day as if it were your last, or another person, because some other people have said something relating to this, so maybe it came from him. Doesn't matter now. I'm sure if we searched the scripture, we might find something, and then we would see that he's not the first person to have said that. But hey, does it matter? No. So the thing is, what do you understand that statement to mean? To live every day as if it is your last. What does that mean to you as you are listening right now? Or probably because you've heard it before, what do you think that means? Now, there are people who, when they hear pronouncements or quotes like this, they just take it and run with it. Now, there are some people who have found themselves in a situation where they just cannot help but live like every day is going to be their last. When you meet a dying patient, someone who has been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease, maybe this person has been given how many days or months or years they're going to live. You know, while some persons are going to sit down there and drool over the fact that they're going to die soon, some other persons will take advantage of that and give it all it takes. Now, that reminds me of the Black Panther guy. You remember him, right? Yeah. So some people were like, oh, so this guy knew he had this. That's why he gave everything. Well, I guess. So if you are to live your life every day as if it were your last, what should it look like? I mean, looking at your life right now, if you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to live my life every day like it's going to be my last. So this is it. This and that and that and that must go, must stop. That and that and that, I'm going to do them. What would your life look like? All right, it's The Sunny Side. Let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Now, I'm not asking you, if you were told that you will die today, what would you do? That's not my question. All right, before you start calling in to tell me, God forbid that I am dying today, that's not what we're discussing, please. Nobody's talking about dying, okay? We're just looking at living every day. I mean, definitely you have in your mind that there's a tomorrow, but in the moment, living every day like it's your last, what does that even look like to you when you hear this? What comes to your mind, actually? Okay, fine. If what comes to your mind is living like you're going to die today, fine. if that's what comes to your mind. All right. But I just need you to explain to me what you think that statement means. To live your life like every day is your last. And then if you are to live your life like every day is your last, what does it even look like? What should a person's life look like if they are living like every day is their last? I mean, if you're going to motivate somebody right now, talk to somebody and, you know, you're trying to talk some sense and life into them, and you use that line, live your life like every day is going to be your last. You know, you can't just leave it hanging there, right? You have to explain to the person, because if you say that to some people, they would think you're telling them they're going to die soon. And they never said they were sick. Harry from Rumibo. Harry, turn off your radio, please.
Okay, I've done that.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let me react to your question. Living your life as if it's going to be the last simply means living at the moment. What actually means in totality is being in a state of happiness. You must be happy at every second of the day. You know, because we actually living as visitors, or like those who go to the market to get some goods and return back to our houses. So that's how it is. So as you wake up, you assume the physical body. Then when night comes after your day activity, as you lie down, you wear another body, move to another side of dimension known as the dream world. So sometimes when you get there, you don't actually like to come back to this physical body again. But if you still have anything to do here, that's when you come back, you find out that you're waking up wearing this physical body back. So it's good to live your life. This is the last, you know, by being happy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Harry. So Harry says that living your life like every day is your last means being happy every day. In fact, he actually said every second of your life. I was going to ask him, is that even possible to be happy every second of your life? Is that possible? Oh, well, I don't think so. Okay. So you tell me, what do you think it means when it is said that you should live like every day is your last? What does that mean? And do you even agree with that school of thought? If you don't, why? Why don't you agree with it? If you do, why do you agree with it? Live your life like every day is your last. The first caller also said it means living in the moment. And then he gives some other, painted some other pictures that really got me thinking. Because the way he described sleep and waking up made it seem as though when people go to bed, they do not wake up in the middle of the night to go drink some water, to go take a pee, to go... Some people wake up to eat. It almost sounded like people kind of like die when they are sleeping and then wake up in the morning and it's like, yeah, I'm awake. I'm alive. Well, thank you all the same for calling. Okay, so it's a Friday and we're doing this. You tell me. To live your life like every day is your last. What do you think that means? Do you agree with that? Is that something you think someone should live by? Is that an ideology someone should live by? Or is it crap? Felix from Elelewo. Hello, Felix.
Yeah, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon to you.
To me, what that thing actually means is that life is an uncertainty. No one is certain of when he's going to die. Whether we like it or not, death is going to come. One of the things that we must always be careful and, you know, knowledgeable about is that we do not know when we are going to leave this world. So you need to live your life. Take the life, every minute that you have, use it very, very judiciously in a way that when you, maybe if you leave, you will not regret that you wasted it. And one of the things that we cannot replace, one of the things that we cannot extend is our time. Yes, you can duplicate certain things in life, but you cannot duplicate time. Once the time is spent, it is spent and you cannot get it back. So as a human being that knows that the life you are living can be taken away from you at any time, you live with the care, put in the very best, they can put it in every hour, every time, every moment, every minute. Put in the very best that you can put in. That is just life. Life is an uncertainty, whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, whether you are a believer or an unbeliever. Time is not a friend of anybody. And also God, even when God was creating, according to the story of the Bible, when God was creating the world and everything that is in the world, he was very, very careful of time. The Bible says that the morning and the day passed, and one day. So it means that time is a respecter of no one, even God, time does not respect God. So if time could not respect God, it means that it cannot respect anybody, time will not respect you as a person as well. So what that saying means is that we should be careful, we should be judicious of time.
Okay.
We have in life,
all right, Felix, you already made your point.
You cannot get it back.
Thank you very much, Felix.
Every minute. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Zion from GRA.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Contact. Zion.
Yes. Living your life as if today is the last day. First of all, you have to define your purpose here on earth. What is my purpose? When you have defined that purpose, then you cannot be able to see those ingredients to lead your life to be fulfilled each passing day. Have I made an impact in the life of anybody? Have I been of help to any group of people? What have been my impact in the life of this family? What have I done to please this organization I'm working? Have I said I'm sorry? Have I said thank you today? Have I said, oh, may God bless you today? Have I satisfied the need of somebody? Have I lived a life that is worthy to be emulated? What has been my contribution to national development? What has been my influence to my state development? What am I doing in my local government? What am I doing in my compound, in my family, that indeed, if I happen to transcend to another level, what will they say of me? What will children recognize me about? Have I said thank you to you? Have I said I'm sorry to you, either I offend you or not? Have I reconciled with you because I offended you?
Mr. Zion, I have a question now from what you said. Is it necessary what people would say after a person has died? Is it important what people on earth would say? Or shouldn't the focus be on life after now rather than what people would say? People can decide what they want to decide.
No. Not they will decide what they want to decide, though.
Okay.
That is one error a lot of people make. Let them say what they want to say. It's not true.
But you know what you cannot please everybody, right? And you know people misunderstand.
Yes. People misunderstand. They don't give. You can't even please everybody. But can there be a testament written of you worthy enough for them to read? Can there be an emulation from that which you have done before you leave? For instance, we call on radio station. To me, it's my fulfillment of my living for the day. Constance brought a topic like this. What did I say to this topic that will justify what you wanted to interpret to us? Am I living according to my comments? What I'm saying, am I passing a knowledge to people? Things are the fulfillment of your day. Uh-huh. So that even when I go, I will say, yes, I've done my deed. Look at those great men that once lived, that we are quoting them or we are saying about them. Even the books of the Bible, these are all people.
Okay.
The name Judas Iscariot.
All right, Mr. Zion.
That name.
That's the much you can take. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Well, keep those messages coming. I will read them in a bit. Do stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, it's the Sunny Side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. 2:26, in a bit it's going to be 2:27. My name is Constance, and we're talking about living your life like every day is going to be your last. Okay, that's a sentence right now. That was quite long. Okay, live like every day is your last. That's what we're discussing. And I'm asking you to tell me, what do you think that statement means? And do you also agree with that statement? Or ideology, or pronouncements, or whatever you like to call it. Do you agree with it? If yes, why? If no, why? You know, people would say that life is full of surprises and you can't really tell what your future would look like. And you might also not know where you would end up or what you will accomplish in the next few years. And then sometimes people will tell you life is full of sadness. The people you love are going to die. Your friends may forget you. Even your family members, they could forget you. Or you might die. So live as if each day is your last. So is it more like live in the moment? Live a life that you will not look back to. And you'll be counting regrets. You're going to live a life. Okay, another question just came to my mind. If you're living like every day is your last, it means you're not living today thinking that, okay, by tomorrow I'll be looking back to today. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm to live my life like every day is going to be my last, it means I'm not thinking about tomorrow. Am I going to make plans for tomorrow if I'm living like today is my last? It means tomorrow, I mean, even the Bible says that every day comes with, I'm paraphrasing now, its own trouble. So it means there's a trouble for today, there's a trouble for tomorrow, and I may not know what the trouble for tomorrow is, and I might not even be able to plan for it. With all the plannings that we like to make. So you make all the plans and then tomorrow comes or might never come. So should I still make plans for tomorrow that might not come, that I may not live to see if I'm living like every day is my last? Maybe I'm taking this literally. Maybe it's not something I should have taken, I should take literally. It's something I should just bear in mind when I'm doing whatever I'm doing. To mean that if I'm living like every day is my last, I should live a good life. When someone says, be happy every single second of your life, is it possible to be happy every single second of your life? Have you been to Nigeria? Yes, I live here. And there are people who are happy. Yes, they are. And I'm not talking about rich people. I'm not talking about people who have the assets, the properties, the money. I'm not talking about those people. There are people who are really happy. They don't have all those good things of this world. But hey, they are happy. They're living their lives. I remember years ago, I saw a video on Facebook. Someone shared. And I saw this woman. I think she lives in South Africa, yeah? And then she lives in one room. I'm not saying one bedroom. I'm saying one room. She was just there with her kids. They do not have a bathroom. They have their bath in that room. They get a big bowl, stay in there. They have a wrapper, you know, they just make do a makeshift bathroom inside the room, have their bath, pour the water away. You know, they take turns and do that each morning. And that's it. One room. And the joy that was oozing out from that woman, it was contagious, I'm telling you. I mean, if you, when you see someone smiling, that fake smile, you know, that smile that comes from, there's camera in front of me, you would know it wasn't that kind of smile. And she was talking about how, oh, they also hold their fellowship in here, that the women from church would come and they would host them. And then this is her library. And I'm looking at what she was calling a library, and I could just say, God have mercy. You know, the woman, she took her time showing off her one room like it was the best place on earth. That woman was happy. And beyond happy, she had joy. I think I just deviated, did I? Oh, we're talking about living like every day is your last. Anyway, it's a topic like this comes different perspectives. I mean, it's the sunny side, right? Yeah, that's how we roll. So you tell me now, do you agree with that ideology that one should live like every day is going to be their last? And tell me why you agree or not agree. And beyond that, I would like to also tell me what you think that statement means. To live your life like every day is your last. It's the sunny side. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Hello, Constance. That saying isn't meant to be taken literally. If not, there will be no need to save and invest. It simply means do not procrastinate. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. All right, that's a message from B.O.B. Nice, nice one. So live your life like every day is your last. What you have to do today, do it today. Do not say, oh, well, tomorrow I'll do it. Do it today. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Okay, so what do you think now? Do you agree with what he said? Do you think it's not to be taken literally? Because, hey, I went as far as saying, if I'm living like every day is my last, then I shouldn't bother about tomorrow. I shouldn't even plan for tomorrow. I shouldn't worry about tomorrow. Why worry if you're not going to live to see tomorrow? Right? Or maybe not. Okay, so I have... who's this now? Kingsley. Kingsley, where are you calling from?
Primary, secondary, and tertiary. I think the primary aspect is... Hello?
Kingsley.
Hello? Yes, I'm hearing you. Okay, the primary aspect is to amend your ways, be at peace with everybody, forgive and love. And then the secondary aspect is to focus on your assignments. What am I here for? What is my purpose? Then tertiary is to help people, help the poor and the needy. That is how I can live my life as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. So this is not necessarily to live your life like today is going to be your last. It's more like to live your life so it can count, so that the life you live will count. That's what Kingsley said. Almost like the same thing Mr. Zion said. Well, thank you all the same. Remember to send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. And hey, do not be shy to take this conversation to any lengths you would like to, all right? It's the sunny side. I mean, if you want to go spiritual, I'm here. If you want to go traditional, I just don't speak what I cannot understand, right? Okay, David from Rumibo. Hi, David.
Okay, just a constant.
Hi.
Okay,
How can a Christian live today and say this is my last? Okay, first of all, what comes to mind is treating people well, you know, being kind as much as I can, because today is my last. And then if there's someone that has done anything against me, forgive them. And then also, if there's something else to know, I wouldn't put anything today, but I'm going to go out there and tell the person that thing. If I'm there, so I need to give my best. I need to go out and do it because this is my last. What do I have to lose? But on the other hand, if today is my last, it means I wouldn't have anything in my account. If I do, I'll withdraw it and give it to someone that is not their last. Even to invest, I wouldn't bother about that because today is my last. There will be investment. That's because the quote or that statement doesn't have any plan for the future. It's just about, you know, making tomorrow use of whatever I have today. So there's no plan for tomorrow. So if you have anything, especially you should have a savings account, whatever it is, just withdraw it. Give it to people that think about tomorrow, people that living their life as if there is tomorrow. That's what I think.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Thank you for sharing. Okay. B.O.B., I thought you sent another message. Where did I see that? He has two numbers. Hello, Constance. A study was conducted in an old people's home and the residents were... Okay. The residents were asked what they most regret. And these are the responses. One said, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Another person says, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Another says, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. And then another said, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And then the last one here, I wish that I had let myself be happier. To me, the saying means avoid regret. Okay. Live like every day is your last. What do you think that statement means? And do you agree with that? Now, we've had someone say that statement actually does not have the future in mind. Oh, hey, remember, there is a call screener. Someone will be screening the call. So when you're calling and you hear another person's number, just stay on the line. All right. Speak with the person first and then you'll be patched through to the studio. Thank you. Right here on WhatsApp, Donald says, good afternoon, Constance. From the spiritual point of view, it means living a life that is acceptable to God so that you will not miss out in heaven because no one knows when he or she will die. Okay, so this is more like not literally living your life like today is your last. So that's what I'm getting so far. Live like every day is your last. You know, for someone who actually, I mean, there are so many people who actually get to die and there was no plan for that. People die every day. And sometimes, if not most of the times, these deaths were not planned. It's not like we have people sitting down somewhere saying, oh, I'm about to die. This is my dying wish. We don't have a lot of people who have that luxury. So people die just going to buy something. People die sleeping. People die after they've dressed up and gone to work. And just to get up, someone feels this thing in their heart or on their chest. And before you know it, the person is dead. And so many other things happening. People are attacked while they are in their homes or in their farms and or anywhere. And they die. Did they plan to die? No. So for someone who actually did not plan to die today, right? Could you say maybe this statement, live like every day is going to be your last? It's more like preparing your mind for when the inevitable happens. So every day you live your life bearing in mind that, okay, today might be the day we are closing the door and shutting down business, if you know what I mean, talking about your life. So you live every day with that at the back of your mind. So let's say someone has a shop and they have been told that this business will no longer be allowed to operate, say, anytime soon, right? So the government says anytime soon, this particular business will no longer be allowed to operate. Or for some reason, they just know that pretty soon this business is no longer going to be here. How do you think they're going to run that business? And there is no option of going to appeal to anybody to, please, let's just stay a little while longer. Probably the reason the business is going to be shutting down is because of some natural occurrence. Probably there's some kind of flooding that's coming. There is an earthquake somewhere. Yeah, not a Nigerian kind of example, but it's something. How do you think they're going to run that business? Definitely, this person is not going to be restocking. Right? Do you think they're going to be nice to people? They could be nice, because if they're going to move the business to another area, they will still need new customers. But hey, what if the person is doing a business where they're saying the raw material for this is going to finish soon and we might not be able to produce more? How do you think they're going to run that business? How do you think they're going to go about their dealings? They will not employ more people because they would not need more hands. So everybody will be doing whatever they're doing, bearing in mind that soon we'll be closing shop. We will not go ahead. Let me just leave you to think about how such a person would run the business. And let's continue with our conversation here. What does it mean to live your life like every day is your last? So some people have said it means to take full advantage of every opportunity you have to live a happy and satisfying life. Take advantage of every opportunity. So this is more like telling someone, you don't have to be stuck wherever you are. You don't have to remain there. You can live for something bigger. You don't have to be in this place where things are not working. What if today were to be your last? Are you going to be in that mushroom space of yours? Are you going to be in that mushroom of small-mindedness of yours? Are you going to be in that place where you're being trampled upon? But hey, this is not for someone who is at a level where you're trying to learn something. You know that where you are right now, this is just a phase. You are here to learn for tomorrow. This is not saying that you should pack up your bags and say, I'm not doing again. I want to live. Like, today is my last. In fact, I'm not doing again. I have to go and enjoy my life. All right. I hope after you run off that today will actually be your last. Because if it doesn't become your last, you wake up tomorrow and you will need money. You will need food, right? You will have bills to pay. How do you pay those bills? All right. So live your life like every day is your last. What does that mean to you? Do you agree with that ideology? Yes or no? Why? And then this also, I said earlier that this statement brings to mind another one, that you should live for today. You know, some people will say live for today. They will not necessarily say live like every day is your last. Well, on WhatsApp here, from a Christian perspective, the saying is literal. Love your life such that you are always prepared to answer your maker. Okay. That's another one. Is it love your life or live your life? I'm sure it's live. You meant to type, right? Well, thank you all the same. I'm still taking your calls, though. We have a few minutes on the clock. So, hey, let's continue with our conversation until we are done. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Remember I said there's a call screener. If you keep dropping when you hear another person's voice, it's not going to help us. 0817-923-0007. Okay, I'm getting more spiritual angle to this. What is this person saying? You say, good afternoon, Constance. From the spiritual point of view, it means living a life that is acceptable to God so that you will not miss out in heaven. Donald, you sent this message before. Why are you sending it again? I've seen it. Thank you very much. Okay. But I still want to get more perspectives to this conversation. Okay. Just want to know what you think, because I've gotten some people are going spiritual right now, and some other person has said that this statement does not put to consideration that there is a future. It doesn't help you think about tomorrow. All right, I'm taking the calls now. Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
This is Shilotofa. That's my name.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. Am I live on air? I'm on the call screen.
Yes, you're live on air.
Okay. Living your life, I think it's a lot. To me, simply means that getting out of your space, getting out of your head. Me, for example, I've always been living for tomorrow, living for the future, forgetting the immediacy of life.
Mm.
You understand? Most times I put forward, I live for the future. I say, oh, I have money, I have something to do, so think about it tomorrow. Forgetting that the today that you have becomes tomorrow eventually. So living your life as if it's your last simply means that not forgetting the immediate environment, go with the flow. Live your life like really live. Get out of your head and live in the physical. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So I don't subscribe to the literal meaning and literal definition. Because if you want to subscribe to literal definition, it means that we no longer get accountable for anything. After all, I'm dying tomorrow, so you can live your life anyhow, no accountability, no check and balances, you get.
Mm.
But living your life as if you're actually mean that be here. When you're somewhere, be actually there. When you're making plans, be present in your presence, not always absent minded. I hope you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, sure, I do. Thank you for calling.
All right, then. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Right here, Emmy from Oginigba says, live as if it were your last. Do all you can today. And what? Anyway, you say anything you do today projects you to tomorrow. But if you don't, tomorrow will be empty for you. Oh. So you're taking it as plan for your tomorrow today. So this is why more like make hay while the sun shines. Right? So that when the rain comes, you will not be stuck. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. I believe the statement of discourse is simply based on your purpose for living and attaching loving more, forgiving more, giving more. All right. Prince from Oyibo. Thank you, Prince. Hi, you're welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, please?
Okay. to live your life, to live your life like every day is your last simply means that he's trying to tell you that whatever you're going to do, because we as a human being, we don't usually put in our mind that we are going to die today. So getting this kind of message, trying to tell you that whatever you want to do, you should be fast about it, and you should do it accurately, and you should not leave anything behind, because sometimes we don't usually think that we're going to die. We leave things behind. We just do things anyhow. So whenever I hear this kind of message, it gives you an idea of doing what you're supposed to do at the right time, at the right place.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see what we have. More messages now. Do I have them? Live as though every day is your last. What do you think that means? And do you agree with that statement or ideology? Hello?
Hello, Gotham.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
All right, Victor.
Okay, live your life like every day is your last week. Let me use a reference from the Bible.
Okay.
And then, let me start from this scenario. If one will open a supermarket and hand it over to some other person, and knows very too well that when he goes and comes back, at the end of the day, that person will do account for him.
Mm-hmm.
We all should live like that. One day, we will give account that as far as this life we are living is not our own, one day we will account for him. That is why we should live prepared that one day, any moment, we can live. Because unlike what BBC used to do, they would say, this is your world today, because everybody, as far as you are alive, you have the world for that day. Tomorrow, you may not have the world. That is not your world you have left. So living the life as if you will not see tomorrow again is being prepared. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So from what he says, it sounded like, okay, this is it's a positive message put in a negative way. I mean, why would I think I'm going to die? And that should motivate me to plan for tomorrow. I mean, why should I be thinking, oh, I might die? And then that propels me to plan for tomorrow. Oh, well, please call back if you can. Oh, you might not even have to call back. That is my last call. Maybe it's not necessarily negative because nobody said you're going to die. It just says, live as though today's going to be your last. Your last what? Maybe the last time you will do what it is you're supposed to do, or the last time you have that opportunity, or the last time you will face whatever it is, or the last time, like it's your last. Last what? Maybe last time on Earth. Okay, well, thank you so much. The last message, and then that's it. I'm going to have to run off now. The news is coming up at 3 p.m., reverse today, and afterwards, Hard Facts with Dio. Someone says, the first time I heard live each day like it were your last, I cried all day. Where did you hear that? Was it a pastor who said that to you? Or someone who was trying to motivate you that said that to you? Why did you cry all day? It depends on who said it to you and how they said it to you. Live each day like it's your last. Oh, well. Oh, you heard it from a motivational speaker. Oh, nice. And I'm sure they must have put in the passion when they said it. And it really touched your heart somewhere. And you felt like, oh, I might die today. I have been wasting my life. But hey, it's actually a wake-up call, right? For all of us. Just think on it. In case you're hearing it for the first time, or maybe you're hearing it again after a while, I'm sure there's something for you to take home from that statement. Live like each day is your last. I like the people who said it means you should not procrastinate. If there's something you need to do today, do it. Don't put it till tomorrow. Don't say later. I know someone who's very good with saying later, 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 later. But it's something you can actually do right now. Do it right now. Okay. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. My name is Constance Mega.